Well, talking of corals, we've also got news this month of a cost-effective way of giving coral reefs a helping hand towards recovery. Coral restoration is a bit of a hot topic in ocean conservation for quite a long time now, with people coming up with various ways to give reefs a helping hand to recover from damage. And it's an approach to conservation that attracts its fair share of critics. Some people think that we shouldn't really need to meddle with nature. If we can deal with the causes of reef disturbance, then perhaps the ecosystem really should be able to restore itself. Well, whatever your views on these matters, there's an interesting new paper by Graham Forrester from the University of Rhode Island in the US showing that there can be tangible benefits from collecting fragments of broken coral that have been ripped off by storms, and then by physically reattaching them to reefs, it helps them to recover. Well, collaborating with teams of students from local residents in the British Virgin Islands, the researchers worked on the endangered elkhorn coral, and that's a species that's doing really badly across the Caribbean after it was nearly wiped out by disease 20 years ago. Forrester and the team found that around 40% of transplanted corals were still alive 4 years later, even though storms and coral bleaching events had also come along and hit the area. They fixed fragments in place using underwater cement and plastic cable ties, and this prevented them from rolling around on the seabed and getting damaged and scraped. Now, the good thing about this sort of approach to reef restoration is that it's relatively simple and cheap, and it doesn't involve breaking fragments of healthy coral from intact reefs, because that's a tactic that some other restoration projects take, and it's a little bit controversial, perhaps. And while we probably won't ever be able to replant large areas of reef, that's really just a bit unfeasible, this does at least give us some way of local reef enhancement, to give corals on a smaller scale a better chance of standing up to many of the problems that the oceans face today.
That's great news that it's a cheaper way of doing it, because often this sort of restoration can be quite expensive and the reefs may be in an area where there's not the money to spend a lot on restoration. So it's nice to find something that's, you know, cost effective.